and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I am reflecting on Monday's show and coming up with an action that you can take based on the topic. If you missed Monday's show, please go back and take a listen. You'll find the link in the show notes. Monday's show was a solo episode. It was me talking to myself, and I was reflecting on the value that writing books has generated for me in terms of business opportunities, in terms of speaking opportunities, and talking about some of the common myths that people have, the barriers that people feel are there when it comes to them getting their own books out there. So we talked about things like time and how much time it takes to write a book, and hopefully I was able to show you that actually it doesn't take as long as you think to get that first draft down. We talked about imposter syndrome, that feeling of overwhelm and I'm not good enough, or who am I to do this? And again, we talked about how you can overcome that by having a supportive peer group or an accountability buddy or an accountability group, and how that peer support is invaluable in terms of pushing through and getting to the point of publishing. I reflected on how having a strong structure to the book so that you know exactly what you need to do in terms of the planning, you've got it all planned out from the start, that is just going to save so much time and help keep you on track and getting that first draft done. I floated the idea of either taking yourself off somewhere amazing for the weekend or for a week or however long you think you need to get that kickstart, or even the option of attending a writing retreat. And I spoke about how the Mojo Writing Retreat works. This is a retreat that we are running every few months, hopefully. We've got the next one booked in for the end of June, and it's held in a stunning location in the middle of nowhere, which I think really helps to get in that writing zone. It provides the accountability group in terms of the other participants. It also provides you the background, the knowledge of how to put the structure together so that you are set up for success from the start. And also, with so many beautiful nooks and crannies, there are tons of places where you can lock yourself away and get your head down and get those all important words down so that you come away with hopefully a few thousand words under your belt as well. We have amazing caterers that come and cook us the most beautiful meals, and the facilities are top class as well. We had participants out wild swimming and using the hot tub and going for beautiful walks and things. So it really, really does have it all. We'll pop a link to the retreat details in the show notes so that you can have a read about it, you can get inspired hopefully, and also see some testimonials from previous participants. I hope that that will encourage you to get serious about writing a book. And that is going to have to be the take action, isn't it? If writing a book is important to you. And this is, I appreciate this is a really niche topic, but I am convinced that writing a book, if you've not done one before, is the biggest game changer for your business. I don't know anyone that writes a book that then goes, oh, I wish I hadn't bothered with that. They always say, I wish I'd done it sooner. It is a game changer. It is a catalyst for you to leverage in so, so many ways across so many different opportunities. And if this is something that's eating away at you as something that you think would be valuable, then this is your sign to take it seriously and either get that planning day for yourself, just whether it be at home or whether it be somewhere local to you, or whether you do get booked on to our retreat and take it super seriously. But either way, you've got to make the start and you've got to get that time in your diary. So that's this week's Take Action. As always, let me know how you get on, and I'll see you for the main show on Monday.